Greetings, wholeness, balance, and vibrations to all. Welcome to another Truth Revealed Campaign Podcast, TRC. I am your host, Princeton Oluwale Martin Jr., better known as Palm J, who's dedicated to bring you the most in truth. Please sit back or forward and get ready for the truth train ride. I know you can be anywhere in the world right now, but we greatly appreciate you stopping to listen to us. If you are not a truth seeker, if you are a lover of lies, this podcast will not serve you any purpose. However, the information revealed may cause cognitive dissonance. If you are the lover of truth, please proceed and it shall set you free. So welcome everyone. We are in surprise for a great, awesome guest. Every Friday, we are going to be hosting an awesome, awesome topic. This topic should be everyone's concern, should be everyone's goals to reach. This topic is Financial Wellness Fridays with Carrot Bars. And our guest tonight, I'm going to take a couple of moments to introduce our guest. And then I will ask our guest to give us a little backstory of who he is, where he comes from, and how he got into his field. So everyone, go ahead and make sure you got your popcorn, because this is going to be a very awesome journey tonight. All right, so let's welcome tonight's guest, Mr. Ricardo Hamilton, a.k.a. Crypto Rick, who is a cryptocurrency expert, a gold acquisition specialist, and a wealth builder. So welcome, Rick. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience, the listening audience, Rick, and let them know a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yes, sir. Well, like you said, my name is Ricardo Hamilton. People also know me as Crypto Wick. I'm well known for my very popular YouTube channel, where I have people all around the world listening in on how they can protect their financial future and build wealth with assets that are guaranteed to appreciate and create generational wealth for themselves as well. A lot of people take to the financial information that I share because, like the beautiful understanding of the name of this podcast, which is Truth Revealed, there's a lot of information that we have not been privy to when it comes to money. And I believe that it was done by design. And so one of my main passions and purposes in life is to help people understand the magnitude of where we are in the monetary system, global economy, and how we can position ourselves to benefit from the largest wealth transfer in history.
Yes, definitely. That is some great, great information. And Rick, if you will, please just give the listening audience a background in, you know, where you come from, where you currently live, and just your journey and how you even got to this point of being involved in gold acquisitioning and cryptocurrency, and just your current state, if you can just share with the audience so they can get a better overview and get to know who you really are.
Yeah, well, very, very early in my career, in my early 20s, I began...
Now go ahead.
That'd be great.
I apologize about that. We had to pause for a second.
No problem. Yeah, so I'm just excited to, you know, go ahead and get started and share this information, you know, to help the people, you know, put themselves in position and, you know, make brilliant money moves.
Definitely. Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our other guest on with us tonight. It goes by the name of Greg, and that's G-R-E-G. Okay, Greg. All right. Now, Greg was born and raised in the Midwest. He's a single father. He grew up without a lot, which filled the entrepreneur mindset. Now, he runs several businesses, helping educate business owners and like-minded individuals in the area of finance and business credit. When he's not tied up with playing with his two children or helping others reach their goals, he enjoys volunteering to give back to the community and furthering his education, looking into better himself and those that mentor and serve, that he mentor and serve. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome Greg with us. Greg, you're welcome, man. Go ahead and talk to the audience a little bit. Just give him a brief, you know, greeting.
Appreciate it, Palm J and Crypto Rick. Giving me the time to step in here and help and reach out to people that may not be able to hear my voice on a regular basis. So thank you for the platform tonight.
No, definitely. You're welcome. And I would like to have you on at least with the every 2 weeks situation we got going on. The goal is to have Financial Wellness Friday at least every 2 weeks, you know, like twice a month. I think that's a great thing to give the listening audience, especially those who finances are in scrambles and who can use the help. So we all can use the help, including myself, you know, especially in the investment area and also some possible passive income. So I'm going to go ahead and let Rick take us away. Rick, I want to know, you know, because we try not to repeat anything that we previously talked about. We can review things, but we always want to go forward with our knowledge and our information. So as far as this Financial Wellness Friday, Rick, are there anything new that you can brief the listening audience with that can benefit their pockets or can benefit their involvement generally?
Well, when I look at, you know, the reality of the global economy, there are only so many places that you can put your money where you're not exposed to massive amount of risk and downside. And so I always let people know that one thing, where the economy is, and the other thing is the value of their dollar or their currency. And so I always recommend to people that you want to put your money somewhere to where you can have it not only preserve its value, but appreciate for you at the same time. And so even today, the stock market was down about 600 points. There's a lot of global instability and insecurity going on in the markets. And so when people think about the traditional places that they can place their money, it's either in a checking account, savings account, CD, mutual fund,
yeah,
stock, bonds, but all of these instruments come with a level of risk, and at the same time, your currency is still being devalued if it's not gaining enough interest to outpace inflation. So with me, it's always the same in the sense that I like to recommend safe places for people to put their money where they can still appreciate the gains, you know, that assets like gold affords.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So the impact of this whole current situation regarding the money and the stock market, how has it or will it affect Karabars in any way?
So from my opinion, mm-hmm. it affects us in a positive way, because Karabars is the solution to the debt-based system. It allows people to opt in to a payment system with a currency that has value and maintains its value. So people can now pay for things with gold and cryptocurrency, as opposed to our present system, where we're paying with dollars, which is debt, which is a Federal Reserve's note, which loses value, right? That's not something that actually holds its value and gives people financial security from holding it. So as the markets come down, you know, I tell a lot of people and even some of my business partners that the economic conditions will precipitate the need for people to join and take a look at Karabars. And so as the markets get worse, as there's more uncertainty, more people and more money will flow into gold and gold-backed cryptocurrency, and Karabars is trailblazing the way.
Okay. Awesome. Greg, is there anything that you would like to just add or say regarding the market in general, as far as our current stock situation? Are you involved in stocks, or do you invest your money in stock, or are you involved in other forms of investment?
So I've played around a little bit with stocks, but never really understood it, and really dove into the cryptocurrency and kind of put my investment in that, and like Rick, seen the value in Karabars, but I'll let Rick take the expertise on that this evening. But with the stock market, where it's kind of bouncing around all over the place, really that does back the gold up even further, because it just drives people away from the dollar. Because I think that I heard on the radio the other day that everybody else that isn't the United States is trading negative percentage rates bonds for the country, which means that basically what happens is I give the government $1,000 today, and in 20 years they give me $900 back. And it's crazy to me to think that you can just hand your government money that they're printing anyway, they're going to make worth less anyway, and then you're going to get even less back than you give them in the first place by buying their government bonds, so they can continue to do business and not serve the people that they're actually supposed to be working for.
Yeah. Wow. That's a very insightful comment, Rick. I mean, that kind of like speaks to the value of why one should really get involved with some other form of investment other than the actual, I like to call it the fiat currency, you know, just to keep it real funky.
Yeah. I mean,
Greg made a good point.
Where he talked about, you know, investors and high net worth individuals and governments and institutions all around the world, you know, why would they put their money in a bond that is at a negative rate, which means they're paying just to get the bond. And then when the bond matures, they're not even getting, they're getting back the same value, if not less, especially when you consider inflation and the loss in purchasing power of those dollars that they'll get back, right? Mm-hmm. So this is why, you know, we are so excited about Karabars, because smart money is going to move towards safe assets that preserve their value and appreciate.
Definitely.
And all of that money that's out there, that currency that's out there, it's going to flow to gold. It's going to flow to silver. It's going to flow to cryptocurrency, especially gold-backed cryptocurrency. And the beautiful thing about Karabars is that we have married the two. We have taken physical gold, and we have taken cryptocurrency, and we merged and married the two together to create gold-backed cryptocurrency, while also giving the masses the ability to hold physical gold as well in the form of cash gold.
Okay.
Okay, that is awesome. So let me ask you this, Rick, because I've been kind of curious. Are when we talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, are those the same thing or are those different?
So Bitcoin is the premier, you know, the number one, the first cryptocurrency.
It's a form of currency, a cryptocurrency?
Yeah, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. Mm. Bitcoin is the first cryptocurrency. It's, you know, it's the number one cryptocurrency presently. The other cryptocurrencies, you know, they call them altcoins or alternative coins.
Okay.
But all cryptocurrencies are a product of the blockchain technology. Blockchain mm-hmm. has multiple use cases, not just cryptocurrency. And okay. blockchain will affect, you know, everything in the economy. Transportation, medical records, government. It eliminates the middleman in a lot of industries. And that's why the technology is so disruptive. But one of the most disruptive aspects of the blockchain is in banking. And that's why there is a move towards cryptocurrency from businesses like Facebook and Walmart into governments like Russia and China. And obviously companies like Karabars, where we're actually guaranteeing the value of our cryptocurrency by gold, while the other cryptocurrencies, their value is based upon the perceived value created around the technology.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. So, Greg, what I want to know is real quickly, if you can just give us a background on what you actually do and what is your purpose as far as this whole financial wellness? What do you give to the whole conversation and just in general with financial wellness? If you can share with us, that would be great so the listening audience can know what you actually do.
So I kind of want to step back for just a second and ask, I know that we want to kind of further the conversation and not kind of go back over topics. And I'm curious if we've ever touched base to really give the listeners an idea of what blockchain and cryptocurrency is. And if we haven't, I can kind of give when I am introducing somebody to that technology, because everybody's heard of Bitcoin, everybody has heard of Ethereum. But when they really get into it, they really don't understand it. So if that topic's been covered, I'll...
Okay. Yeah, please do that, yeah.
So, and actually, just yesterday, I posted something on Facebook that kind of went through. And so blockchain is kind of like the internet, whereas the cryptocurrency is almost like a website. It's a technology that's built on another technology, and it's a way to access that technology. And actually, to go back to Rick's point, the blockchain is more than just to trade currencies back and forth through a smartphone or another means like that, where we eliminate the middleman. But right here in the city of Columbus, we actually have companies that are creating blockchain technology. So the city of Columbus right now is actually transferring title of houses through a blockchain program.
Oh, wow.
To where they're actually eliminating that piece of the title agency, and not to get too far into baseball on real estate, but they basically are using that trustless system, which is blockchain, to instead of having a guy go and do his work in the title, they're actually transferring the title and showing that this software is saying, yep, this title is now no longer the person that had the house. It is now the city of Columbus's title. And it's showing that in the blockchain. And in the future, that's going to be something where it's going to be as easy as showing somebody a QR code or a string of text to transfer your car title, the title of your house, and so many other things going through that. But so just to kind of give a real basic idea of cryptocurrency, now that we got a little bit on the blockchain, really anybody that uses a debit card is already familiar with cryptocurrency. Except for they don't call it blockchain or Bitcoin. They don't call it Ethereum or any of the other altcoins that are out there, Ripple and all the other ones that are there. It's called the US dollar, or USD, as I like to call the ticker symbol, because when you swipe that card, It's like Tom J goes to buy a taco at the taco joint. He swipes his debit card, and then the merchant services account says, "Hey, does Tom J have enough in his bank account to buy this taco?" And as soon as that happens, it says, "Yep, he does. Let's transfer those ones and zeros from Tom J's account to the taco joint's account." And that is essentially what cryptocurrency is.
Wow.
And it's starting actually to move to a place where stock is huge to get into. If you're going to do what they call an IPO, which is initial public offering, Facebook went through this a couple years ago, where they went through, and I think it was about $38 going back to the stock piece. And, and I don't know where it is now, but it's gone up, it's gone down, it's all over the place, but it's driven by the market. And that's why cryptocurrency is huge, because it is one of the most capitalistic things that has happened to currency in a very, very long time, because it's driven by the market, not by a government entity or anything else. And so when you get into that piece with cryptocurrency, it is almost like a stock. So the reason why a company will issue a cryptocurrency is because they want to bring out a new technology, kind of like with carrot bars. They've used that to build up capital to release new technology to the individuals they're using carrot bars. Mm-hmm. And basically, instead of like with stock, where you have to sell that stock at the NYSE, it doesn't matter what platform you're using, whether it's you know, Robinhood or any of the other ones that are there, you have to sell that stock to actually capitalize on it and use the monetary value of that stock. You have to sell it. With cryptocurrency, you are literally trading that stock for the goods and services of the people that accept the cryptocurrency, and you don't have to sell it. You're just transferring that stock to a new owner, and that has a value based on what the market says it's worth.
Wow. That was some very insightful, very profound information, Rick. What do you have to say about that, Rick?
No, I mean, you hit it on the nail. You know, in that explanation, and the sooner that people can grasp the magnitude of the blockchain technology and how it's going to revolutionize our world and the way that we do business and communicate, you know, the better, because, you know, there's a paradigm shift happening. The world is changing. The way money is used, the way communication is done, you know, technology is taking us into the era that, you know, we used to see on TV, you know, with robots and, you know, futuristic technologies. And, you know, we're actually entering and transitioning into that time and space. And so before we get there, you know, there's naturally a turbulent time period that must happen. And so right now we're just in the middle of that transition, and those who properly position themselves will be very wealthy on the other side of this, but those who do not properly position themselves potentially can fade away with the system as well.
Wow. Yeah, that looks wow. So we are living in those real times that we used to see on TV and see on movies, but we're actually living through them right now.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of technology, because of the people who are in control from the old system, say, you know, even when we think about resources, you know, like oil, gas, lumber, right? These industries are not excited about the future of technology or industries that are coming to replace them. You know, the lumber industry is not excited about the hemp industry. You know, the oil industry is not excited about, you know, solar and geothermal and wind and turbine technology, so fusion, right?
Yeah.
And so the banks are not excited about cryptocurrency because they're coming to be replaced. You know, the only thing constant on the universe is change.
That's right.
And change is inevitable, and they can't stop it. And they are trying, but they can't. And, you know, humanity must move forward it's part of the evolutionary process.
That's
right. So, you know, it's just that time where, you know, people who take heed and listen, you know, they will be well off as the people who don't.
I agree 100%. And you know what? There's only so long that nature will allow you to stifle it or manipulate it. Eventually, it's going to take its natural course, and what will be, and there's nothing no one can do about that. So that time has come. So for those who have been trying to stifle the reality when it comes to nature taking its course, are about to face the music. Like you mentioned, the hemp. The forest industry have been plummeting forests, and that's the ecosystem for the animals for the longest time, hundreds of years. And all of these years that have gone by that they've plundered these forests and these jungles, they could have just been doing hemp, but no, they didn't want to do that because they wanted to stifle the opportunities that other people who live that way of life could benefit off of, so they can enjoy off of other person's hardship. And those times are over. There's nothing they can do about that.
Yep. What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? You know,
right.
You know, it's just the reality of the times. But the beautiful thing about it is there's more opportunity than ever. You know, there's more room for growth and advancement and connection. It's a time period where people who are connecting, you know, and picking up more skills and learning new information. You know, because what happens when people go under pressure, it's either going to break you or it's going to build you. When that piece of coal goes under pressure, it's going to turn into, you know, a diamond. Everything has its natural process that it has to go through. And so during these times, a lot of people will grow and become stronger from it. And some people, they just won't be able to handle it.
That's right. And they say, what, if there's too much water in that pipe, that pressure, it will bust, right? So pressure busts pipe. So that's what's happening right now. So those people who've been invested in those industries and think that industry is going to supersede what nature has to offer, they've been living in a fictitious world, and that illusionary world is about to collapse, and we all seen it. Just like Greg just talked about the whole situation with, you know, the cryptocurrency and the bitcoins, and what you pointed out with the stock market, it's all evidently coming to that ultimate halt. I mean, it's going to take time, but it's getting there. It's getting there.
Yep.
So if anyone listening, anyone watching, anyone paying attention, taking notes, just know that a great industry to invest your money, your fiat currency in, is gold, is cryptocurrency, bitcoins, if you will. Those are the industries that are taking over. They're about to just take this whole thing over. I know a lot of people doubt it, because just like they doubted a lot of all these other industries that were coming up at the beginning. For example, I'll give you the example of Amazon. I remember I was one of those earlier people with Amazon way before they got Prime and all this other stuff they got. I remember when UPS or FedEx used to literally deliver my packages when I would order for Amazon, and now look what you have. You don't have that anymore. UPS or FedEx don't even deal with Amazon anymore. Amazon has their own drivers. Amazon now can't even produce enough of their own drivers, so now they have to get a separate entity, which they call the DSP, which are their delivery service providers, which are what you call your independent contractors, to come in to help get your customers or get these customers all their packages. So there are going to be a time where things are going to change, and you can either go with the flow of how things are going, in the direction in which they're going, or you can get trampled over, or you can get lost in the storm. So if people out there listening, you know this currency, you see that, you see the stock market, don't get too overwhelmed. Just get smart. Just get wise. Just find different alternatives to invest your lifelong savings, you know, because we know that the money, the fiat currency, is just what it is. These people print. They print the money. So if they can print the money, how much value do you really think it's worth, you know, at the end of the day? You know, can you just take gold and print gold? No, you can't print gold. You know, that stuff is what? It's pressurized over thousands and thousands of years, millions of years. And you got to either have it or you got to go find it. But it's not something you can print like money. So as we talked about, gold has a lot of value. Silver has a lot of value. But how much value does your paper have? Think about how much we work. Think about how hard we work and all the money that we spent. And guess what? It's just like a cycle. Like a hamster cycle. That money just keep going back in circles. Just keep going back in circles. Like, where is that money going? Some people say, I've seen, read information, some research that they take the old money, because after a while you don't see the same bills, because after you keep using that same bill over and over and over and over, it gets worn out. But they keep making new bills. But those old bills that you've been using for so many years or so many, however long, they take that. And I get some research. They burn it. Anyone know anything about that? Rick or Greg, have you ever heard anything like that? They actually took the notes that have been used for so long. They burn it.
But I know I can't speak to that at all. It's the reason why they print more of it, but it's also because they run out of other people's money. So, and that's why the government keeps doing what it's doing, because it keeps running out of money, so it has to borrow more money, or it just sets the printing presses going. And the law of supply and demand, when you get into that, when you have more of something, it's usually cheaper. So it really just devalues the currency even more, and it's terrible what the government's doing, which kind of leads to the point of, you know, most people don't understand where we came from on the gold-backed standard. Where we got pulled off of that in 1971, and they don't understand what money is, how it works, why the government keeps putting things into debt, and if the debt cycle actually goes away, that there's a huge piece of that where the economy would actually start to crumble, because the entire economy right now is actually based on that debt.
It's so true.
And there's lots of places that you can get into on YouTube to really educate yourself. One of the things that I subscribe to is a group of guys that went through, there are a couple of engineers, and they go through and they actually teach people the 47 principles of money. And you've got the Dave Ramsey's and all the other guys out there that are like, hey, we're money gurus. We're going to teach you what this money thing is. But really all we're going to do is basically take you to the no fun part of investing, which is cutting down every one of your expenses. And they're just focused on what these guys call the defense of money, which is saving it and then putting money back and not spending as much of it, so you have more of it. But really, there's two other aspects that these guys get into. It's the offense, which is what we kind of already touched on, is going through and investing your money, getting other streams of income to put into that bucket to where you can actually have more of it instead of just saving it. So that's things like carrot bars, and that's the home-based business, and the subcontractors you're talking about for Amazon, and all the gig apps that are out there, the Airbnbs, the Ubers, and everything that's really starting to change the economy through the free market, to where the free market actually dictates what's happening and what's good for the people.
That's right.
And then there's the second piece that they don't really teach, which is the playing field. And they call it the playing field because it's like, just like in football, if you don't know the boundaries of what you're dealing with, then how are you going to play inside those lines? And so they talk about what money is, how it works, why it works the way it is, and it goes through the history of it. And when you can put all three of those pieces together by saving money, getting yourself into a good position where you're not spending as much money, yeah, and you're spending it on the right things. You know what money is, the history of it, how it works, where it came from, why it is mm-hmm. that you even use it. And then you work on getting to the point where you are bringing multiple streams into your company, which is basically your family for most people. That 9-to-5 has never made anybody financially free, unless you've brought something to the table. And if you're bringing something like Uber or one of those that's completely changing the market, then maybe your 9-to-5 has done that for you. But for the most part, just the everyday employee does not get that benefit of financial freedom and time freedom, and they never get to lock those two things together. They have one or the other.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know what? Even when you mention it with financial freedom, maybe a Uber or a Lyft may bring someone a financial freedom. I know there are some cases. However, that time freedom, like you just said, that's a whole different ballgame, because what? You're spending that time for what? That money. So even though you may have financial freedom, do you really have freedom with your time? No, you don't, because that most of that time you spent in that car, in traffic, traveling back and forth to deliver or transport people from one point to another. So do you really have that freedom ultimately that you want? So it's like a sacrifice. You have to trade one for the other. And which one are those in mind rather have? Would you rather have time, or would you rather have money? But I'm sure there's other ways where you can have both, right? And that's where Rick comes in with the cryptocurrency and with the carrot bars, right, Rick?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Speak to that. How that time, like I remember you talking about how time that you spent your time the way you want to spend it, you know? You don't spend it by under anyone's auspice of micromanaging you and keeping an eye on you and making sure you're doing A, B, and C. You're doing what you know you want to do, and when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, through Carrot Box.
Yeah, at some point, you know, mid-20s, I became mentally unemployable, you know. When I got out of school, I didn't know anything about multiple streams of income or passive and residual income. You know, I got out of school, they said, you know, pick a trade or get a job, you know. And then, you know, I got exposed to, you know, alternative opportunities, you know, different companies like Primerica, where I was selling life insurance. And, you know, I kind of learned about, you know, I read certain books, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. You know, I watched certain self-help documentaries, The Secret. You know, and so these things took you to a whole different understanding of how you can actually live your life. And once I got a taste of being able to have an income without subjecting myself to, you know, working for somebody, right? Yeah. And being subject to their, you know, requesting, can I take a break or a vacation, or being micromanaged, or having to stay in one place and somebody controlling my time. I have to be here from this time to this time. You know, this is why a lot of people like being self-employed or business owners or individuals, because at the end of the day, we all want freedom. You know, freedom. We want time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. And so you have to find, the right vehicle that can put you in position to have that freedom. And like Brother Greg said earlier, you know, no job is ever going to give you that type of freedom that you're looking for. And so this is why we get excited about Carrot Bars, is because Carrot Bars allows you to create a residual and passive income, allows you to create multiple streams of income. It allows you to put your money to work so it can work harder for you than you have to work for it. It allows you to use a system of leverage that creates generational wealth for you and your family. Right? So J. Paul Getty, one of the first recorded billionaires in history, said, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than to rely on 100% of my own. If you're somebody who's relying on 100%, if the income is derived 100% from your efforts, you're a disaster waiting to happen. Because if something happens to you, or you get sick, or you get fired, what happens to your income? It stops.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so it will behoove you to work your job, but also have a part-time business that can create not only an additional stream of income for you, but that employs a system of leverage. So even at a point, if you stopped working the business, you'll still get paid from your previous efforts.
That's right.
And so that's why we're excited about Karabars. That's why Karabars is blowing up during the time of financial crisis, because people will lose their jobs. People will work less hours. People will get furloughed, right? People will see that the value of their money diminishing, and they're going to wonder, what can I do? And so when people like me and Greg approach them, they'll be more receptive as time goes on to take a look at Karabars, join Karabars, and put themselves in position.
That's right. That's so true, man. And you know what, Greg, I know we had a conversation, I think it was last weekend, last Friday, matter of fact, regarding something was happening. And I remember we had that conversation, but I can't remember exactly, but it was in relation to Karabars and what's happening with something special was happening that I remember you were telling me. Do you remember that conversation regarding what's happening right now with Karabars?
Bomb J, we had quite a bit of conversation, and I don't remember exactly what it was, because there's so much going on in that field that it's hard to remember, because we had conversations about a little bit of everything, because we were looking at another business opportunity.
And just looking at
broadening that horizon. So Karabars is really changing the game with that. Just going through and bringing to the point where you can get started investing for as little as $5. You can start buying gold in very small increments. So
I remember Crypto Rick saying that. You remember? But you know what? I'm getting you confused with the business partner. Your business partner, he was saying, yo, you got to talk to Rick about this, and he will let you know a little bit about it. And I can't remember, Rick. There's something going on right now with Karabars that another individual that actually works with Greg, his business partner, was telling me, hey, man, make sure you get involved with this. He was saying certain specific, but I was telling him, I know Rick is that's Rick Hart. He knows everything, the ins and outs about Karabars. So if it's something I need to know, I'm sure he's going to let me know. So is there anything like special currently going on that I should know about, or anyone involved with Karabars should know about, Rick, that you can recall?
Yeah, most definitely. Right now, for those people who want to participate and acquire undervalued cryptocurrency assets to build wealth, right now, our coin, which is the KCB coin, which is backed by gold and backed by our bank, inside of our packages that we offer, they come with these coins. And until the end of this month, you can actually get double, if not triple, what you paid for in coin with these packages. And that ends at the end of this month. So anybody who wants to acquire more cryptocurrency, or if you have no cryptocurrency and want to acquire some, now is the time to take some of those depreciating Federal Reserve notes and transfer them into undervalued cryptocurrency asset KCB and acquire your Karabars business package. Even if you have a business package or a profit package, you're actually able to acquire multiple profit packages right now. And as we head into September, that's when our coin, the KCB, will actually hit the market. And also in September, Karabars blockchain satellite smartphones will be shipped out. Also our cash gold exchange machines, which are similar to ATMs, except they dispense gold and you're able to trade cryptocurrency on them, also shipped out in September. And our blockchain protocol, and the merger of our coins happens in September and going into October. So there's a lot of things happening in the Karabars universe right now. This is why we're so excited. This is why we tell everybody, look, don't wait, don't procrastinate. Put yourself in position now so you can get the most for the dollars that you have, because this opportunity is increasing to take part of. Gold is increasing on the market. Therefore, you're going to be able to get less gold as time goes on. You want to start getting gold now before it increases in price more. Cryptocurrency, as it hits the exchange and we start to roll out all our technologies and all the benefits of our bank, our coins will begin to massively appreciate on the market. You want to get our coins while they're still cheap. And so we tell people all the time, now is the time to put yourself in position. Start saving in gold. Put yourself in position. Start acquiring our massively undervalued cryptocurrency and start creating an additional stream of income for yourself by sharing this opportunity and information.
Definitely. Definitely, Rick. And Greg, if you can just tell us in general, what do you do right now? What do you actually do with the business that you work with, if you can share with the listening audience? Because I know one thing, a lot of our people don't know much about building credit or even business credit. And if you can share any information that may help anyone who's a small business entrepreneur that needs their credit built, that information can be very valuable.
Certainly, man. So basically, like I said, also affiliated with Carrot Bars, and I truly believe in the product and heavily invested in that cryptocurrency, but also with others. And I help people on that end with going through and taking advantage of what they call arbitrage. And that's a term that not a lot of people understand unless you're into stock trading and into crypto trading and things like that. I mean, it's also in things like real estate. And I believe that everybody should be into real estate. I focus on that pretty heavily as well, because it's something that's very easy to get into. It's something that you can use your personal credit to go through, or you're using somebody else's money. And one of my favorite words in that just to go through on the money side is leverage. And what Rick was kind of alluding to earlier, where, you know, he'd rather have 1% of 100 people's effort versus 100% of his own, is that leverage piece, where you're going through, and when you're taking your vacation or you're working your 9-to-5 or you're going out and you're helping people, giving back to the community, you can actually be using things like real estate and the cryptocurrency and things like that to actually go out and make money for your own while you're not putting your effort in. And so on the business credit, a lot of people, a lot of small businesses, and Robert Kiyosaki kind of put it this way in his cash flow quadrant, you're either an employee, you're self-employed, you're employing a business system, which Carrot Bar does very, very well with the system, or you're an investor. And when you get into that investor piece, that's something that he puts in, because unless you are able to go out and lose $250,000 and not change your dinner plans, that's when you can get into that investor quadrant where your money is really working for you. But most of us are on that side of the employee, where you're building somebody else's dreams and you're being told where to be, what time to be, and how much your time is worth. It's dictated by somebody else. And then you can upgrade to that self-employment status where you're going out and you're running it. You're the mechanic. You're building your future. But if you're not there, you're not making money. Or if you're a doctor, it goes back to that. You have financial freedom, but then you don't have any time to go out and spend the money that you're actually building. And if you get sick, your money flow stops.
Yeah.
So business systems are very, very important, just like Carrot Bars and a lot of these other companies that are out there that will help you leverage other people's time and effort to go through and plug people into that system and leverage other people's time. But the business credit and credit in general is kind of a mistaken too, because I know a lot of people that would say, okay, I'm going to give you $30,000, but it's at a 24% interest. As soon as they hear that 24% interest, they turn around and they back off as like, no, I'm good. I don't need that interest. And that comes to the piece where people are not educated. They don't teach us this in school, but we leverage this quite often in the real estate market, where we go through and we borrow other people's money. And what people don't understand is that 24% interest is annually accumulated. So if you borrow that money for 3 months, it really only costs you 6%. And when you get into that 6% mark, as long as you're making 7% on that 6% interest that you're paying, you've literally just made money with somebody else's money, and you didn't have to ask for permission when you're using your credit or somebody else's money. And that's where that credit piece comes into play. And a lot of business owners get strapped with that because they don't understand how to leverage somebody else's credit that they've been given because of the things that they're doing. And that's one of the pieces that I help mentor people. I actually took a guy with very little personal credit from nothing to, in about 6 months, he had about $7,000 worth of business credit that he was then able to use to leverage his business and grow more, because now he has an additional $7,000 that he can make money with instead of just the money that he is able to produce. Now he's able to get that other $7,000 into play and start using that to build his business.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. For those who are on the Facebook Live Truth Reveal campaign, if you're listening, if you have any questions based on what you're hearing so far, feel free to type in your questions, or just to get any clarity out of the way, because these two gentlemen are giving some very powerful information that I know one or two or even everyone on the line can really use. So feel free to get on there and type away and ask any questions that you're hearing come through, so they can clarify anything that you may have a burning sensation to know about. All right, because we all want to have better lives, and we know the one way to a better life is acquiring wealth and acquiring, you know, our savings and investments. So if we're not saving and we're not investing, what are we doing? You know, especially for those out there like myself who have children, you know, who want to set up a better future, a better reality for their children, so their children won't have to deal with what they're currently dealing with, you know. So, you know, working several jobs, you know we come from a generation of family members or fathers or mothers that work more than one job, and we think that's okay and it's all right. But this new generation, they don't want to do that. They don't want to continue that. This new generation want to make that passive income. They want to be sleeping, you know, and I consider myself part of the new generation. I want to be sleeping, and I want to have the ching-ching sound coming through on my cell phone or on my computers. You know, when I wake up, there's several thousands in my account without having to blink an eye, you know, because I'm investing in the right industries and the right businesses. But it takes the knowledge and education. So if you don't have it and you have people who are willing to give, especially for free or a very discounted rate, you know, use that opportunity, take advantage of it, and ask. Don't feel shame, you know. Well, when it comes to saving money right now, I am currently involved in Karatbars. I am. I have used Karatbars specifically through Crypto Rick to try to save money. I've always thought about, you know, rainy days. What would I do? And I'm also, I do have insurance. I work with insurance. But sometimes I'm a little iffy about that. I don't know how well insurance companies really work as far as, you know, life insurance policies. I do that. So if something happens to me in an event trying to provide for my family, that they're taken care of should anything happen to me. But also to have something a little bit more solid, I have invested in Karatbars. And I am willing to get invested in the aspect of making passive income with Karatbars or any other opportunities that will allow me that time to spend in saving money, but not taking all of my time, you know. So yeah, I appreciate that question though. I just got from someone I say 8 days, but that was a good question.
To kind of add to that, Bomjay, really what gold does is it's almost like a pause button for your money. So
yeah.
Because we know that the government's printing more of it and the value of the dollar is kind of all over the board,
yeah.
Gold is a fantastic way to kind of pause or hold on to the value of your money right then and there when you put the money into it, because gold holds its value. It steps it back and it takes your money out of the inflation game.
Yeah.
And it stores that value. That's what it's been good for thousands of years. And
yeah.
So that's why one of the reasons that carrot bars is important is because it actually gives you the ability to get that in small increments. Because most of the time, people are like, well, I don't have, you know, right now it's about $1,500 for an ounce of gold. And that price may have gone up, it might have shot up. And in fact, you know, the grams have went from a spot price of $45 to about, I think we're sitting around $51. So we've gained about $6 in gold. And so if you were to invest into it about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you would have been able to save that money value at a lower rate, and your gold would be worth more. So, and that's one of the reasons why it's important to be able to do it in smaller increments. But that's also, a lot of people don't understand what cryptocurrency is. They're like, well, I don't have $10,000 to invest in a Bitcoin or whatever it costs right now. And that's what's awesome about Bitcoin, is even if you had $5 to drop into it, you can buy $5 worth of a Bitcoin. And it drops it down to that small of an increment, and that's something that our money doesn't have the ability to do. Like right now in the dollar, the smallest thing that you can have is a penny. You can't have anything smaller than a penny. With Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies like the KCB, you can actually drop a value in that's less than a penny if you really needed to.
Definitely. You're 100% right, man. And I'm actually working on getting myself in a position to, just like how you would, like, for example, you have a gym membership, or you have a Netflix, for a matter of fact, account, or for any one of those accounts that you actually pay per month, $10 or $20 or $50, however much you pay per month to any one of these entities or these corporations or these businesses. But what are you really getting back? I know people say, oh, I get tons of free movies, or I get to go to the gym and work out, and that's great. But I'm trying to put myself in a position to where that $10 or $20 or $60 that I'm getting, and I'm paying these other entities every month, I'm trying to use that as a means of saving and gold. So if you think about it, how many times per year does the average person go to the gym, right? How many times out of a month does the average person watch Netflix, and how many times do that person even have to even watch so many movies on Netflix? I'm not saying stop your Netflix account. No, by all means, keep it. But also take that extra $10 or $11 or however much it costs, invest in something like a carrot bar, invest in something like cryptocurrency, but let it be like just like it is monthly for Netflix or the gym. Use that same monthly for something like a carrot bar, something like a cryptocurrency or Bitcoin, so you can start acquiring that wealth through that avenue. And that's what I'm working on. You know, I just have to put those same money that I'm using to spend on those other things, and I'm just going to put it in savings through carrot bars. And that's what I'm working on. I've been very diligent in trying to get that working, but I want that thing to keep coming out, because that's going to be like the savings for my sons when they grow up, hopefully within the next 10, 15, 20 years. If I'm paying into that for that many years, I'm sure by the time they're old enough, that's going to look really nice for them. Would you say, Rick?
Oh, indeed. And one of the beautiful things about carrot bars is that you have the ability to set up what we call auto exchange or auto save. Mm-hmm.
So the same way you have bills come out of your checking account automatically every week or every month, with Karabars, you have the ability to transfer whatever amount of funds you desire on a weekly, monthly, or bi-weekly basis into your gold savings account automatically. So it allows you to set it and forget it, pay yourself first, and build wealth by simply transferring money from your currency, from your checking account, into your gold savings account.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the best ways, because a lot of times, you know, people might forget to save or something might come up. And so this way, it kind of helps you set it and forget it, to where the money comes immediately out of your checking account straight into your savings account. So you know that you are building wealth in gold, not only for yourself, but your family. And like you spoke about, Brother Palm J, it's like insurance. It's insurance for your money. If you have car insurance, if you have life insurance, right? Mm-hmm. If you have home mm-hmm. insurance, you need to have money insurance, currency insurance. Mm-hmm. You need to have a way to ensure the value and purchasing power of your money, especially in times of inflation and financial crisis. And so that's why it's so important to save in gold on auto save with Karabars.
Yes. Yes. No, definitely. And I am working on that, Rick. It will happen soon. I just got to get other things taken care of. But that's going to be my ultimate aim, to make sure I get that account every month, every 2 weeks, if I have to get something coming out, even if it's $5, even if it's $10, or whatever I'm getting for those accounts for Netflix or whatever little things I'm paying for, even Spotify, or even some people have, what's the other one with Jay-Z, he owns it, Tidal or whatever, or he's on it. People pay a certain amount of money every month for those things. But like I said, besides getting what you're getting, what is it going to mean down the road, 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 2 years, or even 1 year, if you look at that amount that you spent within a year, how much have you really lost and how much have you really gained, you know? So, fellas, our time is winding down. So I know we started a little late, but we also got in our time on here as well. So before we actually get off the line, I want to make sure I give you guys opportunity to say any, you know, final words or any comments that you would like the listening audience to hear or know about, you know, in the future or just currently right now. So you have the floor, anyone. And also leave information where people can reach you and get in touch with you regarding the services that you provide.
Well, and with that, being in the position that you're in right now, Tom J, where you might not be able to take that money away to invest in that gold right away, I think that Rick kind of touched on this a little bit, where he's investing in himself by educating himself, by reading books, and maybe unplugging from that Netflix just a little bit and really investing in yourself to get through and do that. And there are things like, one of the things that I do is there's actually an app that you can jump into, and a lot of places when you go out to eat are on this app where you can go through. Like just the other night, had a business meeting with a couple of my partners, and we were able to save 5% on our B-dubs order. So if you like wings, you're going in and you're saving money on the things that you're already spending money on. And it takes things like those little apps. Because the very first thing, kind of going back to the earlier conversation about the decent of money, where if you get to start saving more of the money that you would have been putting out, then you have a little bit more money to invest in things like gold and cryptocurrency and building up that other stream of income to where you could go through and save that.
Definitely. Yeah, if you're talking about, I know I have that app. Is it an Acorn? Is it an Acorn?
No, it's not Acorn, though. Acorn is one of those things that you can do to kind of save those pennies, dimes, and nickels off of the transactions that you're doing. But this is one that actually allows you to go through and when you're doing the transactions with other people, that you can actually pair with Acorn I believe it gives you coupons and things like that to go through, and we can, I don't know if there's a place we can post links and things like that at the end of this to go through and help people out with resources. So we can
definitely
touch base with that afterwards, and I'll be happy to talk more about that on another call.
Definitely. Yeah, I would love that, to leave some resources with the listening audience and viewing audience to have something to look back to and say, you know what, let me go ahead. I heard what those guys are saying, but let me actually go ahead and see for myself. You know, yeah. So, well, how can, if people are interested in trying to get, you know, their business credits up, or, you know, even ask questions about that, how can people reach you, Greg? Do you have like a site, or are you on Facebook, or are you on Instagram, or on any of these platforms that people can reach out to you to get this extra knowledge on what you're offering?
Yeah, a couple platforms. I actually kind of got ridiculed a little bit today by a guy that says, you know, you should be on Instagram. Haven't got there yet, but I am on Facebook, and I have an About Me page that we can link up later, that people can reach out there, and they can always reach me through you as well. You're out there, and you can help me through that to reach out to these people that want these resources and tools too. And so definitely we can get into that to help people get to the point where they're comfortable with throwing that extra money at the gold and the life insurance, and maybe even a book to better themselves in the knowledge piece of what to do with their finances. And ultimately, the biggest thing is just pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Take 5 or 10% of that paycheck that you're getting, and before bills come out or anything like that, just put that money into an account, rather to savings account, a gold savings account, cryptocurrency, or whatever you got to do. And you know, through your resources like the library. The library is a great place to go and get those books, to where you don't necessarily have to lay out that cash, but you get the resources. And I can put a list of books up that I suggest on that. So,
yeah, that would be great. That would be great, Greg. I appreciate that. Yes, and Rick, is there any last-minute words or comments, motivation you'd like to leave the audience until our next time?
Well, I'd like to say, man, thank you for having me again. Greg, it was a pleasure being on this call with you this evening. You know, I'm happy that we was able to really provide some, you know, some content and some value for people, for those who take advantage of the information. Because, you know, knowledge is only good as if you apply it, you know. So it's one thing to hear something and retain it, but if you don't apply it, it was really of no use to you. So, you know, I'm excited. I look forward to definitely doing it again. Once again, this is Ricardo Hamilton, Crypto Rick. You can catch me on YouTube under Ricardo Hamilton, also on Facebook under Ricardo Hamilton, and on Instagram under Ricky Rick Rico.
All right. Awesome. Well, first of all, I'd like to tell the guests, you know, I give thanks for your presence. You know, I give thanks for the knowledge and information that you are able to leave with our audience, our listening audience, and those who are watching on our Facebook Truth Reveal campaign site. It's been great. It's been awesome. And I want to encourage all those who are actually listening to the podcast on Apple or on Google or Spotify, to try to subscribe so you can be updated with any new podcasts that we produce, and also to rate it, you know, give us a five star and share it with others, and eventually we can get to more requests on individuals you would love to hear from, you know. But like you hear the title, Truth Reveal Campaign, it's all about knowledge, truth that it's not out there from just the everyday platform. This is information that's been hidden from the majority of the people that needs to be told. So if you are one of those out there that want to give the truth and talk the truth, this is a platform for you to come on. All right. But I would like to, again, tell everyone thank you. We enjoyed our time here tonight. And like I said, this is going to be at least a bi-monthly thing, you know, at least every twice a month we're going to try this, because everyone can use financial help, everyone can use financial empowerment. So if you think you're well off, then that's great. You know, try to come on and help others be just as well off as you are, if you are knowledgeable on the financial area of your lives, because we all can use it. All right, so as I will always say, know yourself, know your neighbors, and know the truth, wholeness, balance, and vibrations. This is your host, Palm J. Like I said, make sure you subscribe to the Truth Reveal campaign on Apple and Spotify podcasts. Until such time, stay positive, keep balanced, check negative, and keep your head on the swivel. Good night, good day, good evening, and we will see you soon. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
All right, gentlemen. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.